This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, everybody. We have a very good hour here. It's our third hour on this wonderful Saturday, and we have a special guest today. Frederick Penny is on assignment, as well as Todd Coonan. And today we have Garrett Penny with us, and we're going to talk a lot about being a new attorney and the challenges of such. We're also going to talk about some really fun things going on in the family law arena, and things that are going on specifically with Kelly Clarkson and with Pippa Larson and others. So,
well, that Kelly Clarkson drama is playing out so publicly. I wonder how her family feels about that.
Well, I think that, well, like Kelly has said, I think they all feel the same, that little heart's at risk.
Yeah.
You know, they're thinking of the kids. I think all of them are trying to really do what's best and think for the kids.
Hope so.
So, Garrett, welcome, and how are you?
It's good to be here, and I appreciate the warm welcome. I'm doing good.
Well, good. Have you ever played our game, Case or No Case?
I've heard it numerous times, never played it.
Well, we want to start by playing Case or No Case, but I want to give information on how to contact us. So everybody that's out there, you want to play with us, you can call in. You can speak to Cal. You can just tell him your answers, or you can actually speak to all of us. Our phone number is 855-529-7234, or you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk. You ready?
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
There we go. This case falls under my file that I say, well, of all the things people have to worry about, that's, you know, I have an actual file labeled that at my house. No, I'm kidding. Holland-made Tecate beer is masquerading as Mexican beer. A New York man said he and other consumers have been duped into believing that the Tecate brand of beer is Mexican when it's actually made by the Dutch company Heineken in Holland. Miguel Schmeletti said the beer is masquerading as Mexican through the brand name. The traditional Mesoamerican typeface, the mythical Aztec eagle emblazoned on the product, and the statement's original, and Cerveza on the labeling, according to his thoughts on this. Tecate's website says, Hecha en Tecate, Baja California, Mexico, born and brewed in the land of Baja, Mexico. But in a small font on the back of the boxes in the lower left, it says, product of Holland. So he said, and by the way, I'm paying a premium price for this stuff. I'm being deceived. And so is everybody else who buys this beer. A class action. Double points on this one.
Whoa.
All right, so here we go. Garrett, you're playing for Fred.
Oh, I am.
And I'm going to start with you. Is this a case or not a case? And if it is a case, who wins?
Well,
and you can ask questions if you need to, like, clarify.
Yeah, I'll start off with the second question and then answer the first question. I don't think if it is a case, I don't think he wins. I think it's made in Mexico. Unless it's not made in Mexico, it's really made in Holland. I think if it's made in Mexico, it says it's made in Mexico. Yeah, it's a product of Holland, but I think it could still be a kind of a Mexican beer produced by a company owned by a company in Holland. So I don't think he wins on the fraud claims. Is it a case? I'll say a case. I think it's a case.
All right, fair enough.
Case and he loses.
Yeah, case and he loses.
Okay.
Denise, what do you think about that?
I think that you were drinking beer last night.
I don't drink beer. I don't drink anything. Except diet soda. I'm big on diet soda.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah. All right. I take that back then.
Okay, yeah.
I think that why would anybody pretend to be Mexican beer? I don't know that there's much of an advantage to that.
Is Mexican beer not that good?
Heineken? Mexican. Heineken? Mexican.
I'm not a beer drinker. So tell me, from your own observation, which would be the preferred model here? I mean, are you saying that Mexican beer is not at the quality level of Heineken beer?
I love Heineken beer. It's okay. Really good, and I like German beer.
So there's a little bias there.
Yeah, I have a bias. I guess I couldn't be judge in this case. But I'm going to say that it is not a case, just to make it interesting.
One of the attorneys brought up a case of beer and left it on the judge's dais when they
we got right. a taste test for the case, right?
I've never noticed, though, that the Tecate beer actually was a product of Holland. I've never seen that. And what's the difference between being a product of versus being made in, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of an interesting
concept. That's a good question.
Concept.
Yeah, interesting way to look at it. So here's the thing. I'm going to make this really easy on you guys because that's what I do. Who says this is a case?
It's a case and they lose.
Okay, Garrett, you get 2 points because this is Double Point Saturday. So you get 2 points because it is
there you go, Fred.
A case. And here's the thing. Tecate sells for a premium price, about $12 for a 12-pack, which is higher than the price of the product if it were represented in a non-misleading way, he said. Defendant sold more of the product at higher prices than it would have in the absence of this misconduct. So he's asking a judge to allow his suit to be rolled over to class so everyone who wants to can seek damages.
So it's not finished yet. That's why he only gets 2.
We don't know how it came up. So he gets 2 points.
Do I lose points?
Well, yeah, that was our double. You didn't risk any. Never mind. You didn't say. So you don't have to. You just don't get any points.
Okay.
Is it like Jeopardy, where you can risk your own points?
Well, that how it was, but I would have had to ask Denise if she wanted to put her points at risk, and I did not, so shame on me.
Okay, so I got a big goose egg.
But that,
Garrett's
ladies and gentlemen,
two?
Is...
Yeah, there's the Fred.
But the good thing, Garrett, is you and I both beat Cal.
Okay, well, not for my lack of trying.
Now, Garrett, what do you do as a profession?
Professionally, I'm an attorney, so I do personal injury. I work with Frederick underneath him, and dog bites, motor vehicle accidents, wrongful deaths, anything like that.
Are you doing any other type of business besides personal injury?
Me and my siblings bought a fast food restaurant out in Utah, so I'm in charge of running that. I'm the president of that company, and then a couple other companies that buy real estate. So kind of a little bit of that and a little bit of property management. So I've got my fingers in a lot of things.
Well, that's good. What do you like about being an attorney?
I like the client interaction. You know, I love the, resolving a case and seeing the client, you know, happy and walk away with a result that they're happy with, and you know, be able to help them, because I think a lot of people are taken advantage of in this world in general, and sometimes they don't even realize it. And so, you know, as attorneys, we can advocate for that, and I enjoy that part of it. I enjoy the challenge. You know, it's a constant learning thing. You can be in the practice for 40 years, and it's still an evolving learning thing. So it's not one that you kind of get comfortable and then you're set and done. It's, you know, you can always evolve and, you know, learn. And even though you can be a new attorney, you can still know things that, you know, older attorneys may not know. You know, it's just a matter of studying different things.
I mean, like a person who buys Tecate beer, for an example.
Yeah.
Here they are getting ripped off.
Yeah.
And do you have a mentor?
I do. So my supervising attorney, his name's Kevin Elder, phenomenal attorney, you know. He's, you know, real patient with me, and I'm really grateful for it. He answers my questions and kind of walks me through the process of everything.
You know, in family law, which is what I do primarily,
yeah.
Most of our cases actually settle. I would say that it's more than 93% of the cases settle.
Yeah.
Is there that type of a ratio in personal injury?
I think for sure. Especially if you're talking just a trial lawsuit versus, you know, if you take out the mediations and the settlement conferences and everything. If you're talking strictly trial, yeah, 90 to 95% settle. A small portion go to trial. But that trial is kind of important to, you know, push the case along and forces people to settle, right? I'm sure.
So you're saying the threat of a trial.
The threat.
You will send out a letter and say, listen, if you don't get this resolved by XYZ, we're going to go to a trial. And therefore, an insurance company or someone would say, well, let's figure this out.
Right? Yeah, and more than just a letter, it's, you know, taking the actions, sending the necessary discovery and prepping for that, being able to prep properly and show them, look, I'm not just saying it, I'm doing it. And that's a... But they know that process.
Well, next hour, I hope to ask you about, is there any pressure from the court to settle cases, rather than, because the volume, especially right now, has to be overwhelming.
Oh, yeah, that's an excellent topic, and, you know, a lot of feedback from the court on that.
And do you have any advice for the new attorneys out there?
Good luck, study hard, and put your nose to the grindstone.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk
is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this gutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Denise Dirks here, and remember that we're talking about general law concepts or topics of law. We're not giving any specific advice. If you do need to seek the advice of an attorney, seek the advice of an attorney in the area that you need one and locally. It's always better to have somebody that understands what your case is about. We have Garrett Penny here today. He is a newer attorney who now has experience in law, and he enjoys the practice of law, right, Garrett?
Most days I do. There's some days I don't, but most days I do.
Do you find that you need to rest and, like, get away sometimes?
Not necessarily that. They're just, it's, you know, in school, you're growing up, you get a project, you're fifth grade, you get a project, and you hate the deadlines. You're like, I hate this project, so there's a deadline. But in law, there's thousands of deadlines all the time, constantly, so it's that constant feeling of, I got something due tomorrow, due next week to work on.
Do you do better under pressure?
I like to do things in advance, as far in advance as possible, so there's no pressure. But I do fairly well under pressure.
Good. Good.
Speaking of that, do courts... When you say, I've got this accident case, whatever it may be,
yep.
Is there pressure from the courts or from the opponent to get together and get this thing settled? Where does that squeeze come from? Because I know a guy who was an attorney, came to the United States from Australia, and he said, Cal, I've been in the courtroom like 10 times in my whole career. All I do is write letters and go and have conferences and settle up. He said there's a lot of pressure to settle usually in a case. Is that true?
It's very true. The courts, they have a status conference where you get with the judge, you know, for 30 seconds, and the judge just asks, what are you doing? Are you progressing through it? So they force you to move through it. If you're not really progressing, they'll, you know, ask you for an order to show cause, to show why you're not progressing, and then... You know, they ask, well, why don't you go to mediation? Why don't you try settling? You know, what's the holdup? And they'll sometimes kind of dig into it, try to force you to settle. Especially now with COVID, it's gotten even worse.
Right.
Because they're backlogged. They're saying, well, you're not going to get to trial for a year or two, so let's try to solve this now.
Right.
And
in your arena in civil, there's actually deadlines. They're trying to meet deadlines and have the case tried within a period of time. And with COVID, they can't do that. They can't meet that deadline. So there's a huge pressure on both the court and the attorneys and the litigants.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And don't you find that your clients are also very stressed out about settling and getting a resolution?
Oh, of course. I mean, they want to get this over with. You know, they were injured years ago, and they're tired of just rehashing it and rethinking about it. For us attorneys, it's just another case. But for the clients, understandably, it's trauma that they got to re-experience every time they have a deposition or mediation or go to court or anything involving the case again. They got to remember what happened to them.
I think I mentioned this on the show before, but when I had a little heart operation, they wanted to do a stress assessment. And the first question on the list was, are you involved in a court case? Legal action.
Yes.
Because if you are, the stress on that, on the person who's involved, is not a good thing. One doc said, oh, we figure it takes about five years off your life.
Imagine the attorneys having a bunch of cases.
Right. So you want to get in there and get it settled up, I guess is the point. And
you do.
You
do. No matter what type of a case it is, if it's a business case, you want to protect that business relationship and get it resolved to the satisfaction and compromise of both. If it's a family law case, there's high in emotions. You want to get that resolved as soon as you can. But timing is everything, because sometimes, at least in my experience, the parties are not ready to settle.
Yeah.
And you have to then let them emotionally resolve somewhat. You have to make sure that the timing is right, and then that you jump in when the timing's right to get it resolved. Do you find that in personal injury as well?
Yeah. You know, we always tell in personal injury, it's a little different. Wait for them to finish treating. So that way, you know, they have all their injuries resolved, and I know the full value of the case. But, you know, as time goes on, that time plays a factor in what they're willing to settle for. You know, and
so time equals economic pressure sometimes? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, both positively and negatively.
Sure,
you know,
makes sense.
It encourages them to settle for less, which is not always a good thing, but, you know, it is a factor. They want to get it done. They want to get it done now. And, you know, more times they have to go through it, less likely they want to continue forward.
And there are times that I will tell my client, look, the price of peace is, you know, there's value to having peace. So
right.
You might have to pay to get your peace here. And, I mean, that's a sad thing. But that often also happens in the support context in the family law. And we're going to be talking about some of that, too, coming up. You want to talk to me about some of my family law cases?
Yeah.
Or some cases out there that are fun, Garrett?
Yeah, like I said, it's kind of, unfortunately, a divorce weekend for us here. So you got Kelly Clarkson's kind of big, very publicized breakup and divorce, which is unfortunate. She's a, you know, an American star. So kind of tell me about this. Kelly Clarkson, you know, you know a little bit more about this and their breakup. You know, he's asking for a ton of money per month. Explain that to me.
Well, you know, Kelly Clarkson is America's first idol, correct?
Yep.
I've always had a soft spot in my heart for her because I love her voice. And she fell in love with a man named Brandon Blackstock, and they got married. He had children from another relationship, and they have two small children together.
But so, she's the rainmaker in the group.
Well, they both are rainmakers somewhat. I mean, he's a talent agency or a talent scout, and his father is also. And his father, who is Kelly, of course, Kelly Clarkson's father, or father-in-law, yes. He owns a big piece and has a big stake in Kelly Clarkson herself. And I think this little piece of that is really getting in the way of it being a nice divorce, to be candid. So there's what has happened initially is there's always temporary orders made in the very beginning of a case. And the court came down and gave temporary orders on custody and visitation. And that is a very specific order, and we'll talk about that. But to answer your question about the support, he is asking for a lot of support, and both spousal and child support. And that's kind of an interesting issue. And how the court deals with that issue in California is very different than it is in so many different states. So we know that there's temporary orders in place. We know that there's going to be more temporary orders in place. And we know that, like I said, Kelly Clarkson has come out and said this is a time to give us privacy because we've got tiny little hearts at stake, yeah. Meaning her stepchildren as well as the two children of the marriage.
Well, I'm excited to figure out how much this guy's asking for and how much you think he'll actually get.
Yeah, and how much do you think you actually need to be able to survive and live?
Yeah.
And what is a reasonable amount of support for a person? I think that that's something we're going to have to, you know, explore a little further. So call in 855-529-7234 or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, or you can even give us suggestions at info@radiolawtalk.com. That goes directly to Cal.
We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases continue to increase across the country, some states are imposing lockdowns once again. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom imposing a new regional stay-at-home order that focuses on hospitalizations. It breaks the state into five regions, and when one falls below 15% ICU capacity, More stringent lockdowns are imposed in that region. The new lockdowns also mean no indoor and outdoor dining, which has many business owners at wit's end.
We've invested in changing and adapting our business to be pandemic friendly, and then, you know, the changes come again.
That's Heyrun Coffee Chef owner Tony Thorne. A nor'easter bringing heavy rain and snow to the northeast this weekend. Maryland and Delaware getting hit with rain, while Boston could see up to a foot of snow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny. Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Denise Dirks filling in for Fred Penny today, and we were just starting to discuss the divorce of Kelly Clarkson and Brandon Blackstock. And what we know is that in a divorce case, there's different stages to the divorce. And in the first stage, you have to have temporary orders in place for, like, custody of children, for visitation rights to children, for support.
And how long does that take from when you file to get those temporary orders? I mean, is that a pretty quick process?
It's not too long. It depends on the court, of course, and the state more than likely. But usually you have to give notice of a hearing for that, and it takes about 30 to 45 days to get into court. In the COVID area today, it's a little bit longer. But courts are catching up very quickly because we're having a lot more remote hearings and now things are starting to roll. But in this particular case, the first issue that they wanted to address, at least on a temporary basis, was the children, because they have two small children. They have River Rose, who's 6, and they have Remington Alexander, who's 4. And River Rose and Remington had been living for the last year, maybe a little bit longer than that, in Los Angeles with Kelly, whereas Brandon Blackstock had been taking care of the party's farm in Montana. I think it was Montana. Is that right?
Yeah. No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Montana.
And so the court then had to make a decision about temporary custody and visitation. It's not a permanent order at this stage, but it is one that's going to live with the case until there's a different order or until the parties make different decisions. So the court found that it was better for the children to have continuity and stability in where they were living, and that custodian of the children, and that would be physical custodian.
So is there something that the parties can then, in the legal term, stipulate or agree to, you know, outside without the court's permission? Say, you know, we want to change this up. Let's send him to dad and let's leave him with dad. And then can the judge overrule that, or does he have a say in that?
Actually, most courts will defer to the parents' decision because having children, believe it or not, is a constitutional right.
Yeah.
That is a very important constitutional right. And so a court will usually defer to the parties that they know better what's right for these children. So if there was an agreement here outside of court, the court would more likely enforce that agreement unless, you know, there's outside influences, let's say Child Protective Services is involved, then the court's going to look at it in a different manner.
Well, let's say one of them's paying support. Let's just say Kelly's, or he's paying Ms. Clarkson's support, and then the kids go back to live with him. Can they decide among themselves how much less he's going to pay because he's paying all the expenses for the children now? Or is that something they would have to litigate or send a letter to somebody, or how would they work that out?
They could work that out by stipulation and order. And what that would be is the court then would sign off on their agreement. So all of that, even if legally they're entitled to a certain thing, as long as they know their rights, they can give up rights. They can agree to something that's a different process than the legal process. And a lot of times when we're talking about high-profile cases, they are agreeing to a private judge or a private process. In this case, it's very public. And I think that that gets to be really intense for people that have this kind of scrutiny, you know, public scrutiny against them.
So how does it work when you have, you know, someone like Mr. Blackstock asking for spousal support in such high amount?
Well, in this particular case, he's asking for temporary spousal support and child support. And he's asking for an aggregate of $436,000.
Wow.
A month.
Wow.
Not a year. A month.
That Montana firm must be losing a lot of money.
That's a big one, too.
All right.
Wow. No, it just shows you the differential between what Kelly Clarkson is making and what Brandon Blackstock is making. So in this case, it appears to be that Kelly Clarkson is the higher earner.
Well, she has the TV show. And then I'm sure she goes on the road all the time. Plus, she's got residuals and song
sales.
She's
got the voice.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's the, like I say, she's the rainmaker.
She's the rainmaker. Right. That is for sure true.
So explain to me how that works. Now, the COVID, I mean, all these shows are canceled. She's not on this. She's not getting paid. You know, if she loses income, does she still have to pay that amount?
Well, that's going to depend on the judge. And the law is that it's based on your current income. For child support purposes, but for spousal support purposes, it's different than that. Temporarily, there's like a kind of a minimum amount that's going to be paid for temporary spousal support. But in the long term, it is looked at differently. It's looked at what is the marital standard of living during the marriage and about 16 other factors like health of the parties, the age of the parties, you know, the tax repercussions, whether somebody gave up career opportunities to raise children, you know, all those things kind of come into play. But here, what's interesting about the spousal support issue is that they were only married for 7 years. And you know the answer to this. Why is 7-year marriage important in California?
Well, as I understand it, that's not a long-term marriage. And so, therefore, he's not going to get this in perpetuity forever, right?
That's exactly right. In California, there's a presumption that 10 years or more is a long-term marriage, and that would mean long-term spousal support would be paid. In the case of a less than a long-term marriage, presumptively 7 years is not long-term marriage. Probably the maximum he's going to get spousal support would be approximately one half the length of that. Or he's also going to have an admonishment to the court that's going to say, hey, you have to become self-supporting within a reasonable period of time. Otherwise, you're going to get cut off.
Yeah.
So he has a duty to become self-supporting as well. But this is unusual because the monies here are so, you know, different. Why would, if Kelly Clarkson got primary physical custody of the children, why would she also have to pay child support? Do you have any ideas on that?
I have no idea. That seems not right to me to pay him for taking care of the kids. Maybe because he's there, the kids go over there for vacations and stuff like that. I don't know.
It's because the kids have the right to live at the standard that they're used to in both homes. So that's why child support is supposed to be an equalizer, to take care of the kids, make sure that their life at Ms. Clarkson's home is similar to the life, or I should say it this way, that the life in their father's home is similar to the life in their mother's home.
And so, he lives out in the weeds in Montana, so there's going to be a lot of work to do with that $400,000.
I can't even imagine. And I wanted to ask you, in my opinion, this is excessive, and that Kelly Clarkson can claim that she's a high earner and that the different standards should be in place here for what should be support to him for spousal support. And we may say that, you know, come into play. But, Garrett, how much do you think you would need each month to support yourself or from somebody else to support you?
A lot less than that. Some are 5, 10, 15, I don't know, but a lot less than $436,000. I mean, a monthly. I mean, that's like maybe a year I'd take that. I'd be ecstatic with that for a year. But it's crazy to me to think that he's requesting that much. So what if they live, you know, she's making tons of money a year, but what if she, you know, they live a, you know, regular life, you know, have a 3,500 square foot house, not this big mansion in Hollywood. Does that factor into it, or is it based off earnings only?
It does factor into it for spousal support purposes,
but not
right?
For child support.
But not for child support. Child support purposes, somewhat, if one parent has less rent to pay, or, you know, there's certain things that could change it, because in California, guideline child support is almost always what is ordered. And it's a formula based upon the party's incomes, how much time each of the parties spend with the children, and a bunch of other little detailed factors that go into that calculation. But it's not always an exact number. And under California law, both parties would have to pay one half of work-related daycare and one half of the medical, dental, you know, orthodontia type of non-insured costs.
This gets really complicated. I'm glad there's attorneys like you to figure this out.
Yeah, it's good. Both of the parties agree on one thing, that their marriage is over. And that it's based upon irreconcilable differences. And what that means is
that mean?
Nobody's at fault. It's just we just can't put it back together. It's broken. We can't fix it.
So under California law, are we a no-fault divorce state? Is that what that means?
That's exactly what that means. And there are many of no-fault states, and there are other states that have fault. And it's very interesting, the differences. So if you, whatever state you're in, is going to be important. The other thing is, Garrett, you had asked me, where do I file for divorce? Not that you want to, but
yeah.
What is the proper place to file for divorce, especially when there's two different residences?
Yeah, lots of questions on that. I guess address that after the break.
I guess so. We'll be back. Stay with us. We still have some time left of Hour 3.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many local radio stations across the country and on RadioLawTalk.com. And the show will conclude our last break after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extended.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Is this real life?
Oh, stop it.
Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Now, Garrett, you'd asked me a question about jurisdiction in divorce matters.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of an interesting thought because it's kind of similar, if you will, as it is in the personal injury context with not some of the glitches you get when you're suing defendants.
Yeah. I mean, for most people, this is not an issue. But, for example, we got NBA star Malik Beasley. You know, him and his wife are getting a divorce. You know, he plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I don't know if he lives there. I don't know if they live in California. There's allegations of him being with some other girl
in Miami.
That was in Florida.
Yeah,
right.
In Florida.
Right.
So it's like, yeah. Where is he living? And where is a divorce filed? And who can you pick? Can you just be like, oh, I like you Florida law, so I'm going to sue in Florida or file divorce in Florida? Or is it California? Or, you know, what determines where you can file that divorce.
Right, that's kind of an interesting thought because in the Clarkson case, they had two different states, right?
Mm-hmm.
So because he was residing in Montana for the last year, Brandon could have filed very easily in Montana, and so probably could have Clarkson. But Clarkson filed, and she filed where she resided. And
so is it kind of the first to file, like kind of the first to fire the gun, kind of gets to choose?
It's kind of truthful, but the biggest concept, it's not just residency, it's also domicile. And a lot of people forget about domicile because in the international or other state-to-state, nations-to-states, domicile is a concept about where you've resided, where you are permanently residing for a period of at least 6 months or more. right? Domicile is really important. And in California, the concept is where have you resided for 6 months before you file for divorce and for 3 months prior to when you file. And the 3 months applies to the county, and the 6 months applies to the state. So you can't file for divorce if you haven't lived in California for longer than 6 months. That's kind of the limit here. Other states, it's totally different. I understand Nevada, you could just go up there and, you know, stay for even a shorter period of time and file in Nevada. And people probably do forum shop file in the correct place.
One of the reasons Las Vegas got so popular is they had little divorce resorts where people would go show up and stay for whatever the time was. You know, this was back in the Rat Pack era. People would go show up and wait for that 2 or 3 days, and then they'd go file for divorce, for a quickie Nevada divorce.
Yeah, there's a country that has a quickie divorce, too, and two American citizens that lived in a certain state, they actually went, and they only stayed for a week to get the whatever requirements was done there. They filed for divorce, they had a joint agreement and stipulated to everything and got divorced quickly. And then when they came back to the States, the wife took that divorce to register it, and the court refused to enforce it.
Wow.
And that's the concept of domicile. That's when it becomes important that you file where you've been residing for at least 6 months. That applies to most countries, not all countries, but to many, many countries, more than not. Let's put it that way.
So they're lobbying Congress for a divorce treaty with a different country, right?
Yeah, there isn't one that I know of yet, but yes, that's true.
Might be a way out.
What happens if you move? So let's just say Mr. Beasley lived in Florida for 3 months and Minnesota for 3 months and California in 3 months and somewhere else for 3 months. There's no 6 months permanency.
No, then it probably would make sense to go by where his soon-to-be ex-wife was residing, if she was more permanent in one place. But what does matter for jurisdictional purposes is the question becomes, well, this comes up a lot with Army, people that are in the military, right, because they move around a lot. Where do you vote? What state?
Yeah.
You know, where's your permanent residence for purposes of your Social Security, your driver's license, you know, all of that.
What if you lived on the space station?
You're living out in space.
Believe it or not, that has come up. We have a case where somebody was up in space.
Really?
And yes, we did. We talked about that. I don't remember how long ago, but there was a case that was, where is this case? Where should it be brought? Because they've been up there for a year. It's really, and what she did while she was up there, you know, where's the jurisdiction for the crime in that case?
Right? She went over,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of want to finish the Kelly Clarkson matter because I think it's important that we know when family members other than the two spouses together, when family members are involved in this, and in this case, Kelly Clarkson's father-in-law is also her agent and had gotten her the voice and had gotten her, you know, she got it ultimately, but I mean had negotiated and did all the connections for the voice and for her talk show and has a big stake in her income. Does that become a problem in a divorce setting?
I mean, he's going to get paid no matter what. She cannot decide not to pay him without any expectation of not getting hammered about that later.
Well, she actually stopped paying him.
Uh-oh.
And I think that's going to become a problem for her because you're right. There's a contract.
Yeah.
And the contract is not dependent on the marriage. And she would have to give adequate notice and not breach that contract, you know, and be able to end it. One thing I know about Kelly Clarkson is when she became American Idol, she had to sue to get out of her contract with American Idol because they owned every right she had.
Yeah, if you win that, they have your recording contract, they have your performance tour, they had everything. And she said, I don't think so, boys.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Then they made her go to that International Idol contest where she lost to a guy who clearly was
inferior.
Yes. and so she struggled in the beginning, and I think now she would have learned from that. So we'll have to see what happens with that.
Yeah.
So with regard to other interesting family law issues, Phil Collins. Have you heard anything about the Phil Collins matter, Garrett?
Yeah, it's, you know, our beloved Phil Collins sings all of the music for all favorite Disney shows. So him and his wife, looks like they're getting divorced as well, but a little more saucy, I guess. A little more...
It's a nasty one.
Yeah, a little more catfighting going involved.
It's salacious. I love salacious. I love it. What? They were divorced, and then they reconciled. So they were completely divorced, and they're not currently married. But they reconciled. And he let her move back into his Florida home. He was in a different home. But he moved back, let her move back into his Florida home. It's his home. And then she moved in her lover. And now Phil Collins is fighting to get his house back and to get them out of that house. And there's all these allegations going from his ex-wife that he made promises to her and, you know, all this stuff. But the worst thing that happens, and it brings out lawsuits and divorce and even family law issues, sometimes they bring out the worst in a person.
Well, obviously.
They just do. And so she made these absolutely scandalous allegations against him, and the judge came down against her hard.
My favorite's, he called him a binge-drinking hermit dealing with impotency and hygiene issues. To me, that sounds like everyone today during COVID. I mean, they're stuck inside.
He drinks and he stinks.
Yeah. What else is new?
And other things, too. Yeah. Wink, wink. Yeah, it's kind of a nastiness that doesn't need to happen. And in this particular case, the judge got upset with her, and he admonished her and her attorneys to revise their pleadings that they had filed in this case and take out all of that, those really terribly damaging type of allegations.
We do a show in a very nice soundproof studio, but apparently the gardeners are not aware of the fact that we're live on the air across the country until
so that buzzing in the background is just a blower.
Yeah, we wish the blower would learn the words. Right now it's just humming. Anyway.
Right. So, yeah. Speaking of salacious, that I think is very interesting about the divorce of Montana Yao and what's the name of
Beasley?
Yeah, Beasley. There you go. Yeah, the NBA star Malik Beasley. They just got married, you guys. They've been together. They have an 18-month-old child.
Wow.
So they've been together since, I think it was 2018. But they just got married in March.
But she sees, all of a sudden somebody posts a picture of him walking in Florida hand in hand with some other female. Is this not correct? Is this
yep,
going
that's
on?
Absolutely.
That's
the same one.
It's Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
Right. Wow.
Right. And so, but here, his Montana is her name, his wife. She's trying to claim that she's so innocent and all of that, but there are allegations already that she has already had an outside relationship with another athlete. So this one is one to watch, but it's not going to be as good as some of them we could watch because it's a very short-term relationship.
Well, here's the good news. We'll be back next week with more Radio Law Talk. Is that not correct?
That's correct. And we should have our esteemed hosts back. And we'll have Garrett again in the future.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Garrett.
And it's been a blast to be here.
Appreciate you coming in. Thank you. All right, folks. We'll see you next week on Radio Law Talk right here. Don't go away. Until then, remember, you can catch us online.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.